Come on, man.
All right. Let me hit this button over here. And I go over here. And I press this like that. And I go back over to this page. And I go over here. Where'd it go? It's on. Oh, it's on Firefox. And I go to this page.
60.
Press this
59.
Button. And then you can hear it.
Okay, you've got to stop the drug talk now.
Oh, sorry.
Continues to be a countdown.
Hey, put that meth away. 50, come on.
49, 40, you're listening to the King 7.
You slay dag, man.
Yeah.
43, 42,
Slayton Mason show,
39,
oh, by the way,
right now, 37,
say hi to Ted.
Countdown,
35.
Hey, Ted, what's up, buddy?
He says he's still listening.
Good, I'm glad to hear that.
Because you called him out last week, so.
Well, because he hadn't gotten in touch with us. You know, I haven't forgotten, you know, about his work ethic, but, you know, I won't hold that against him.
He's got to work for a living like me. What do you want?
Slater Mason show 12.
Oh my 11, god, it's almost
yes,
time.
10, yeah,
I guess. 9, okay, hi, Ted. Thanks for listening.
6, 5, and Max, don't forget 4, Max.
There we go.
Oh, hi, Max.
2, 1.
He's still
is that the little wise guy that I had to take down?
Maybe he's not listening anymore.
Now, broadcasting from the Dan Mason Studios, deep in the heart of Virginia. It's the Slade and Mason Show.
Slade 1, Heckler's Muffin.
Steam 36, The Fireplace.
I think I hurt myself with that one.
Hi, I'm JD Slade.
I'm Dan Mason, and this is the Slade Mason Show.
All right, that's us on meth. We're going.
Woo! Ah! I told you, Dan, the drug talk has to stop.
Oh, I'm sorry. My deepest apologies, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to the Slade and Mason Show.
All right, goodbye. Stay high. Da, 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 da,
da. This is a production of NPR. NPR. Soft, squishy stuff that we'll never talk about.
Co-sponsored by Normal. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no. Good morning, Mr. Slade.
Oh, boy, we're in trouble. Good morning, Mr. Mason.
Did you bring your homework assignment with you this morning?
I think the dog ate it, teacher. I'm sorry.
You go stand in the corner for 36 years, and we'll talk about this later when your mother comes in. You
if
horrible
she ever comes
human
in, man,
being.
You better run like hell because she's going to look like awful.
All righty. Well, you know what? Maybe I should let you do this.
Well, no. Nope. Don't be changing things now.
Run.
Life's too easy.
All right.
Nope.
This is the Slade and Mason Show, period.
And what is that?
Well, it's a podcast.
Okay.
And it's all about you, the listener.
No, wait a minute. My contract says it's about us.
Okay. And it's about us. It is just like a radio program.
It's absolutely nothing like a radio program.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I'm sorry. I'll be right back.
All right. We're going to put that on pause. That's it. All right. We're back. JD was off doing
important.
Nope.
This is not called the Mason Show.
This is called the Slade and Mason Show. I don't want to hear about that. You got to worry about your important calls, not while we're doing on the radio, while we're doing this broadcast. I'm doing the broadcast here, and you can't be getting interrupted by people calling up and wanting things like that. It's not important for them to be calling during this time period. Jeez. All right. We are
sharing. Slade Co. Productions presents.
Oh my gosh.
Really? Uh-huh. Now we know.
Where we share with you news stories and things we see throughout the week. It's our take on it. we're basically just, you know, you hear the story and you're sitting there and you roll your eyes in the backhand. You go, oh my God, what? So we're actually,
that's not usually what I do. It's like, yeah. Usually I go, what the Ferengi? Are you Ferengi kidding me?
Oh my gosh. So clearly you're never going to hear responses like this on the radio. We're just trying to have some fun. Don't take it all too seriously. Just enjoy all the music you're listening to, brought to you by Dan on Music, because, well, you know,
we're frugal.
That's right. And way back when 2001 was around and he had this music out there and he's like, yeah, you can have the music for free. You just got to let me know that you... Yeah, okay, we do that. But now he charges people. But your grandfather Dan, if you had it way back when. So we're grandfathered in. We have a picture.
I'm a grandfather twice, man. It's
It causes it. We have a picture from 2016 at Instagram.
That you can't find.
There's a picture from 2022 on Twitter, which is now X. And there's a picture
that one either.
In 2024 on Facebook, which is now Meta. So we are progressing.
Which is a good looking one. I tell you, we look good there, buddy.
Yeah, because we were ready to eat. We were happy.
Yes,
we were
eating food.
Delicious. That is me. All right. Now, Mr. Slade, we've wasted
time.
We
are brought to you in part by I See Something I See, which Dan will talk about a little bit later in the program.
Thank you for keeping me honest. It's not on my piece of paper. It's over here on the other side.
Stuff because it's like it causes short-term memory loss.
What are we?
What'd you say?
I'm sorry. What are we doing? Oh. Hey, do you have a
smo?
A smo. Schmo. Hey, schmo.
You know, I before I start the Sunday morning observation, you know, the Three Stooges were an amazing act, but you know, it was really sad the way Curly ended. Yeah, and anybody who doesn't know the story, it did not end well.
No, it didn't go well.
You were asking me about a Sunday morning observation.
Yes, I was wondering if you had for us a Sunday morning observation for us to listen to.
Well, all right, everybody.
Don't do drugs, boys and girls. It's bad for you.
Buckle up. Because it's time for your weekly dose of hilarious ranting.
Oh,
and this month, I got a doozy.
March.
The month that comes in like a lion and leaves like, well, let's be honest, it still leaves like a lion, just a slightly mangier tax burden lion.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Don't get me wrong. Now, I appreciate spring's promise of warmer weather, but... Mm. Let's face it, March is basically April's hungover younger sibling stumbling around with confusion and allergies.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of confusion, can we talk about politics for a second?
No.
It's like watching a never-ending reality show where everyone forgets the rules halfway through and starts arguing about the best flavor of ice cream while the house slowly burns down. Between the sound bites and the spin, it's enough to make you want to retreat to a self-sufficient commune built entirely of bubble wrap and pizza boxes. And then there's inflation. Let's just say my bank account is starting to look like a deflated whoopee cushion after all the air is gone, and I'm left feeling a little sad and sticky. It's like trying to buy groceries with Monopoly money. Sure, the numbers are big, but they don't actually buy you anything substantial.
So
they buy you anything at all.
Boardwalk.
but hey, wait a minute now. Come on. Look, let's turn the bright side. At least there's spring, right? Oh, except have you seen the price of pollen?
Pollen?
Forget diamonds. Pollen is the new luxury good.
My?
One good sneeze and you're out a small fortune. And don't even get me started on the battle against allergies. It's like my immune system is having an all-you-can-eat buffet of misery, and I am the unfortunate entree.
Yeah. Yep.
So there you have it, folks. It's like March, a month filled with the joys of political ping-pong, financial woes that would make Scrooge McDuck weep, and allergies that could fell a lumberjack. But hey, at least the days are getting longer, right?
That's right.
Right?
Yeah. And warmer. It's going to get warmer. And then warmer. And then warmer. And then warmer. Yeah.
Now, on that optimistic note,
yes,
I'm off to go stock up on tissues and ramen noodles.
Yeah.
Remember, folks, laughter is the best medicine, except maybe for whatever strain of super pollen is going around this year. And in that case, just go hug a tree and hope for the best. And that, my friend, I leave you with.
All right.
There is a place where the machines will rule the world. It's called artificial intelligence.
That's right.
And this is the AI report.
Now, there have been reports of robots that are stacking and moving things just as fast as a human being. And that is actually kind of a little bit scary. I get it. But the scariest thing is both GPT chat, the image creator, as well as AIs through Google Gemini, has kind of gone off the rails a little bit. I don't know if you've seen these, but trying to keep as politically correct as possible.
You see me twirling my mustache?
Yes, you've seen this story. You've seen this story, yes.
Slightly whiplash, here I am.
Yes. Could you please generate for me an image of what a founding fathers might look like? And sure enough, there's a gentleman with white billowy hair and shall we say no wrinkles on his face. How about a picture?
I'll tell you what, Abe Lincoln, I'll bet you he had some. Oh, my. He went down the shoulders there.
Oh, my gosh. And then they showed a picture of a German soldier from 1940s. I didn't know the brothers were on board with that. But apparently, that's what's going on. Then they said, can you show me a picture of a Native American? And sure enough, they generate this long, billowy-haired one guy who looks like... who's that guy on the front cover of all those the books?
Fabio.
Fabio. Looks like Fabio. But then he's got a Viking boat sitting behind him.
I mean, you know, this is really kind of weird because what you just said, it reminded me of the controversy in religion.
Mm-hmm.
Because... Oh. There are certain sects that say that Jesus wasn't this guy with the long brown hair,
nope.
You know, the nice neat goatee.
Nope.
But it's like some descriptions say that his hair was like sheep's wool.
Yes.
And the last time I checked, when I had my natural foliage, yeah, it did feel a little like a sheep's wool.
You mean it wasn't that long, billowy Fabio hair?
Oh, no. I can say all that long, brown hair, all nice and neatly trimmed. Mm. You know, it's like even around his face and that really crucially trimmed goatee that he kept.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Hey, buddy. Mm. I bet you he tipped hard for that.
Yeah. So,
I'm sorry. Mary Magdalene took care of that.
Yeah. So, yeah, there was... Piece of
hey,
work.
Dan.
So that's yeah. Is it pertaining to this subject?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay, because the government is they're still diddling with us here because they're saying that. There's no problem. As a matter of fact, we're now getting 137 nations around the world to make sure that we don't have a problem with this. No. You just keep paying attention.
Okay.
We'll keep getting it out there.
Uh-huh. So what happens
artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Ow.
What happens when some kid downloads an app and starts taking over the world, you know? That's going to be the end of it. And AI is getting ever cleverer and sneakier. And it's going to be really
fun. Dan, I told you this. This is months ago I told you this. And it's like, and you were saying, oh, that's great.
It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it. Pay no attention to me.
Yeah, I've heard that before. We're okay. I just keep telling you, man. Yes, sir. We bought that damn lie the first time. Yes, sir. It'll be a land of milk and honey.
Well,
you'll have this little boat trip, and then you'll end up on this land where, oh, you'll have your freedom. It's like you'll be able to eat to your heart's content. And really? All we'll ask for is just a little labor to cover the cost.
What do you need me to do? I gotta
there you go.
Hey, let me get my shoes on. Hold on. Yeah, we can wait, I need to get my shoes on. Wait, hold on.
I have to tell you, I'm going to tell you, Dan, it's like back in 1977. Mm-hmm. I
77 WABC.
I was mad at white people for a month, man.
Uh-oh, what did we do this time?
Roots.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Oh, man.
I was getting mad at white people.
I mean, I'm watching and I'm looking at it, and the guy goes, "What's your name?" Gunter Kinte.
No, it's not.
Oh man, yeah, I was mad at white people for a month.
I bet there were a lot
like,
of
every
people
time I looked at them, it's like, what? What you call me?
So much to talk about. Hey, did you see the story about? All right, we have talked about the fact that we are living in the future. We have talked about this. Flying cars. There's a new flying car that will go 120 miles an hour. It's called the Dorinos H1X electric flying car. It's electric, so there's no gas, and it will fold up and fit inside your garage. Now, we are living in the future because also there is a Navy engineer who builds robots, and he has built his own replica of Rosie the Robot from the Jetsons.
Oh,
so it would clean his house. He's got a Roomba at the bottom of it, and he's got the same voice that she had in there. And so we are living in the future. People just have way too much free time on their hands to do all this crap.
Okay, now hold on
flying
a second.
Car. Yeah.
I want to talk to you about this new flying car.
All right, what do you want to know about it?
Okay, you say that you can fold it up and put it in your garage.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, which is not a good idea.
I'm not sure that any vehicle that I get into, I want to be able to fold up for any reason. And it's like I always have said, look, we have enough problems here on the ground driving. Man, can you just imagine the mess?
Well, its compact design fits for a two-car garage. It's lightweight, durable, carbon fiber. Yeah, carbon fiber. Yeah, that works fine.
It's like, you know, again, it means that once you collide, man, there's nothing left.
No, it's just
it's just
little pieces of like pencil shreds. <It's> like,
yeah. You'll think that it's an ash coming from some flue somewhere, but it's gosh. Like, yeah. I can't wait. I'm telling you, I really cannot wait to see the flying cars because now, I'm not going to ever be in one.
It's only $150,000. It's all you need.
Like I say, hey, take it out of petty cash. Mm.
And actually, it looks more like, do you remember, I don't know, did you ever see the movie Avatar at all?
No.
Okay. Well, they had these military vehicles that had
any
these
movie that makes fans. $1 billion, I don't want to see.
Oh, for crying out loud. But anyway, basically, that's what this thing looks like. He took a lead from that. It's basically four motors lifting up off the ground, and you hover, and it's gonna eat up a lot of electricity. You might get about a mile and a half down the road. That's about it. This is not for flying hours and hours.
It's not gonna be because, like, when you're on a plane, you at least have something wrapped around you.
That's
you
know right.
But in this thing, man, it's like when you collide, it's going to be just you.
Yep. It's just the whole bubble here is just going to crack open and the windshield's going to crack. Oh, speaking of cracking, you heard another airplane had to stop. And
You know, I tell you,
another Boeing.
I have not flown.
The windshield cracked.
Since the 70s.
I mean,
you know, because I used to like to go from Washington to New York and Philly and shit. But did I just say that? Mark that, buddy.
No, anyway. I've already marked this E for entertaining.
But, you know, again, the thing of it is that all of a sudden,
things are happening
major
with
planes that, yeah, it's like there's a whole line of, I think there's 737-9 jets, you know, it's like, and they've all got problems. That was one of the ones where the door ripped off.
And it was like, it was 3 years before, 2 years before that, where it's like, you push the push it forward to go down, and it pulls up. And you want to pull it up, pushes down. You're like, what the fuck? So, yeah, that was.
And then you remember a couple of years ago that the FAA was worried about people with their cell phones interfering with the maneuverability.
Yeah, and you know what they've now announced? You don't have to go into airplane mode anymore on most airlines. They've turned that feature. Yeah, it is no longer a problem. It's like, it was never a problem to begin with.
It's one of those answers to a question nobody asked.
Let me ask. Speaking of questions.
Yes, sir. You, sir. You with the gray mustache. Yes.
Hey, watch it. By the way, speaking of gray mushroom, mushroom. Hey, man. Mushroom.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know, again, all along, you've been thinking it was me.
Yeah.
You're finding out today. Freudian slip there, buddy.
You know how they make, people look ghostly in like CGI movies? They look like they have this halo around them. And then they soften the images, so it's not like the crisp, full color of the person.
It's
sort of
like it's washed.
Sort
of like when you got blurred vision.
Yeah, it's all like washed out. Looks kind of like washed out. Looks like it's a sheet of paper. Well, I got my new driver's license. And it is completely washed out. I'm like, oh.
You mean you're whiter than usual?
I am truly translucent.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. And the safety features built into this are unbespeakingly-able. So
what did you have to do to get this?
Okay. So I had to. So first off, I went down to. I think I talked about this last week. But I had to go down to the DMV, and I had to show up with, I showed up with my passport, right? I showed up with my birth certificate, and I knew they'd probably need something for address, so I showed up with a utility bill. And I wait the hour and a half, and I finally get up to the front desk, and they go, next. You go, hey, I'm here to, I need two utility bills. I'm like, oh, for the love of God. So I had to go home, back online. That took 45 minutes to get back through that line again. And then it was an hour and 20 minutes before I got to the front desk. And then it was like 8 minutes later, they will mail you your driver's license. You don't get a driver's license anymore at the DMV. Just so you know.
Give you a little piece of paper though, don't they? You know,
yep. So they give you a piece of paper. It's folded up, and I stuck it in my wallet, and they put a void right through my old driver's license.
so you can't use that sucker anymore.
That's right. And then they have the void on that one, and then they give you an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper that says this license is good for the next. But yeah, I finally got the license in the mail, and what a hot mess. Yeah, it could be anybody. It could be my brother Brian. It could be my brother Mark or Bert. It could be anybody. You know, as a matter of fact, you can't even see my beard. You know, that's how washed out it is.
You all do look
alike. Oh, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. You know that's true. Stop it.
I have to go to DMV sometime real soon because my handicap placard is about to expire. So, mm-hmm. But I don't think I'm going to go get that permanent license. I'm just going to go under the grid, man. I'm going to go below the grid.
Well, then you can get a walker's permit. They call it.
Oh, you mean I have to have permission to walk in this country now?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, great. There we go. I'm telling you, man, it started back 400 years ago. It hasn't changed a damn bit.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Oh, one more fun thing about technology I want to share with you. aside from the Odysseus Moonlander, you heard about that.
Yes.
Yeah, private company landed this sucker all the way up to the moon. Got
and then, of course,
inches,
landed it on its foot.
Landed on its foot. Trip. Landed on its side. Yeah, someone commented, like, why don't they just make them shaped like Weebles so they wobble?
So they can wobble but never fall down. Yep.
But here is an interesting thing I really didn't think about. But you know these really cool new cars, like the Chargers, they look like the old 1970s Chargers, and
muscle cars.
Yeah, all the muscle cars, all the ones coming from the company formerly known as Chrysler. You have a 1970 vehicle, right? It's locked. Now, you want to steal that vehicle. How do you do that? You need to, first off, you need a coat hanger or a Slim Jim, right?
Or and a brick.
Or, well, that's a little more obvious. That's a little more obvious. But you need some type of means of getting into the vehicle.
Get into the window. Yep. So, yeah, yep. I got really good at that.
Then you have to get in through the under the dashboard, and then you're busy monkeying around with getting wires connected, and then boom, the vehicle starts up. Now, do you know how they're doing it now?
No.
Brand new cars. What they do is they go up to your headlight. They uncouple the headlight because there's a couple screws. And now there is your security bus that is sitting there. And they go ahead and they take a device they get off the internet and they click it in and they press the button. All the car doors unlock. Because it's all cars now are basically computers that have internal combustion engines inside.
Which is the problem.
They got hacked.
Listen, when I was a Ute, man, you could lift up that big heavy steel hood and you could climb in there and fix anything in the car.
Yes.
Now, when you lift up that tin hood, it's like you got to have a degree from MIT just to understand what you're looking at.
Yes, yes. I've actually seen where mechanics have gone, nope, take it back to the dealership. Like Prius vehicles, they will, most mechanics will, I'll change your tires. I'll replace your windshield wipers. I might even replace the front lights. That's it. Not touching the engine, not touching the hybrid system. Screw it.
Don't
take it back
to the
dealer.
Nope.
Nothing. Nope. Take it back to the dealer. Nope. 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 That is too much of a headache. I will turn that business down.
And here, okay, now Dano, you know, you were one of the first people that I ever knew that had a Prius.
Oh,
I've ridden in your Prius.
2008. So, yep. I remember that.
But here it is. You know, here we are now. It's 2024. Mm-hmm. And at the quote supposed advent of the electric car era, man, it's like it's not happening. And as a matter of fact, some major car manufacturers have decided, hey, we're going to cut back on those EVs and let's keep on going with our gas combustion engines.
Yeah, well, here's what happened. So the full EVs, the full like the what's his name?
Tesla.
Tesla vehicles. Thank you. They're just not selling. And the reason they're not selling is
because they're $155,000.
That's one problem. That's one problem. The other problem is
there's
range,
no charging stations.
Range envy. That's correct. Range envy. Because they're concerned that, you know, hey, if I want to go from here to Colorado, which is like a 3 or 4 day trip, right? I have to super duper plan
map
this.
That
oh
out.
My
yes,
God.
Sir.
And there was the guy who owned the president of Ford. He took his F-150, pure electric. He went cross country and he got stuck at some place. It was like a gas station and he had to wait for the owner to get there at 6 o'clock in the morning so he could borrow an extension cord so that he could do a slow trickle to sit there for like 5 or 6 hours. I mean, we're
you
not
know,
there
I
yet.
Mean, that's.
That's
oh,
why
we're,
that's
we're
why,
not going to be there for a few years.
Yeah, that's why Toyota has decided, no, we're going to keep making hybrids. We'll keep making regular internal combustion vehicles. We'll slowly move into the electric world, but
depending
we're not jumping 2 feet
depending on what the market demands.
Yeah. Yes. Now, the other cool thing that Toyota's doing is they're introducing hydrogen vehicles. So you can get a hydrogen vehicle from Toyota.
Yeah, but you know what?
I know.
Those are going to be good, man, because when they blow up, they really blow up.
No,
yes, sir. It's like nuclear war.
No, not going to do it. Nope.
Or will they smell like farts?
No, that's methane. That's the methane vehicles. Yeah, that's where you're just pouring stuff into the back end and letting it fester out and
rock.
It becomes disgusting, but no, it doesn't work that way. Oh, gosh, you are such a waste, I'll tell you that one. All right.
Hey, you lead me into this stuff.
Look, you started it. Hey, you have children. You had children, and you guys did, you know,
I had
school
children.
Things.
I did have children.
Do you remember doing school
adults.
Things with them? Like, you know, you go like they're doing a project, and they get to get poster board, and, you know, they build up a thing, and, you know, they got you building like a igloo with
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
sugar
it's like,
cubes.
Yes, I did get participating in projects, but it's okay. Like I made sure I didn't do it very often because I was stupid.
Okay, that's fine. But here's the deal. I mean, if your kid comes up to you and says, Dad, can I make a samurai sword for school? How about an AK-47? How about a death ray? Well, apparently.
How about that grenade launcher?
Well, apparently, is a 13.
You know, I want a weapon where I can attack somebody way over there, but I can stand right over here. So give me that flamethrower.
Well, as it turns out, a 13-year-old kid, are they sharing his name? I'll make sure this is.
No, they won't.
Him. Oh, no. Brendan Sainer.
Wow.
Yeah, they allow this. So he was fascinated by the fact that. Apparently, Archimedes apparently had created a death ray that you could sit it on a ship and you can aim it towards a ship and it will actually immediately bust it into flames. So what he did was he basically used a scaled down model. He used like a little mirror and then he thought about, okay, what mirror systems were available back in that time? And he built a little tiny structure that, yeah, immediately flames are coming. Oh, this is great. So I'm just thinking, what messed up parent is letting their kids do this?
Put a mark there. That's all.
Stuff.
Let me enlighten you, my friend. You know, it's when we were youth, you know, we had the popsicle sticks and you made the little boats out of them, things like that.
Yeah.
When we had children, they had advanced to, you know, the poster board and the markers and the glitter and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But nobody was thinking, I need to create something to destroy society. I mean, that was not part of it.
It reminds me of a Saturday Night Live skit with what was it, the one with the egg salad? I'm trying to remember. It was Jane Curtin. It was Gilda Radner was a kid. Anyway, so it was two kids in school, and they go, you know, thank you, Mrs. Loopner. You might remember that one. But anyway, so sure enough, they're at the school presentation for science, and there's Steve Martin acting like a complete jerk, and he goes, "What'd you do?" I goes, "Oh, nothing. Just built myself a thermonuclear bomb. That's all. Where'd you get the plutonium? None of your beeswax." So this is what this reminds me of, and I'm thinking, oh, that's where we're at. We're screwed.
Now, hey, Dan, before he hits that button.
Gotta hit that button.
You know, you just started talking about Odysseus.
Yes.
And, okay, you know.
Private company.
We are in search of another planet that we can destroy because we've already destroyed this one.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what?
Mm.
They've already started. We started back in 1969 mucking up the moon with junk and rovers and things. And now Odysseus has joined the space litter up there because they've already told us that eventually that's going to die. It's going to die, and it's just going to be laying up there.
Yeah.
So, hey, we're starting to pollute another planet. We're going to get there yet.
It's awesome. Can't wait.
Can't wait, man. It's like
the Slade and Mason Show.
We will.
I'm starting to collect garbage already.
Booga, 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 booga. Hey, booga, booga, booga. Booga, booga, booga. Hey, hey. And if you don't like that.
Hope I got this right.
Today in history, March 3rd.
Good.
1820.
Awesome.
U.S. Congress passes the Missouri Compromise. This was the beginning of, as we know it, boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl. 1875, the first organized ice hockey game was performed indoors in Montreal, Canada. Organized ice hockey. Isn't that an oxymoron? 1910, John D. Rockefeller Jr. announces his retirement from the Rockefeller Foundation. He's no longer to manage the business. He's going to devote all his time to philanthropy. Gee, I didn't know he was into butterflies. 1915, NACA, the predecessor to NASA, is founded. It was headed up by crack aviation engineer Orville Wright. Yeah, you heard that right. No pun intended. And this was at a time when the most technologically advanced airplane made sounds like 1931, the United States adopts the Star Spangled Banner as its national anthem. Before that, it was a Buddy Holly tune. And finally, 2005, Steve Fawcett becomes the first person to fly an airplane nonstop around the world, solo, without refueling. Well, that's not such a great feat. It's really kind of a bother to park at those 7-Elevens with a Piper Cub. I'm Dan Mason, and that's March 3rd.
It's new. It's Sure Clean toothpaste.
Sure Clean.
Now with the strongest cleaners permitted by law, new Sure Clean toothpaste now offers the whitening power previously available only through a dental professional. Sure Clean toothpaste combines the unique properties of fluoride, baking soda, calcium carbonate, and tiny shards of glass. The tiny shards of glass are designed to cut through the upper layer of your tooth's enamel, helping the baking soda strip away years of tartar and stain in a single application. So ask your dental professional for a tube of Sure Clean.
Sure Clean.
Sure Clean. When you need to get them really, really, really white.
SureClean is not to be used by persons 3 years of age or less. Side effects can and do include abdominal bleeding, ulcers, bleeding of the gums and dehydration, diarrhea, abdominal pain, and discomfort. The tiny shards of glass are sharp and are not to be touched with human hands and are required of surgical gloves. SureClean is not to be used more than 6 times a day. SureClean has been shown to cause cancer and sudden death in laboratory rats. SureClean is only available through a doctor's prescription. It is not available over the counter. SureClean requires the user to sign a waiver prior to use, sworn before notary. SureClean is not to be used for any other purposes, including not limited to or cleaning table or finish. And pencil sharpening is recommended that first time users rinse their mouths out with Everclear or very strong astringent.
So if you're ready for the whitest smile on the block, get some Sure Clean.
Sure Clean.
Except the Soviet leader of the Bosnian colony. Oh, was I not supposed to sing that? He's one long ass song.
but you know what also, it's like, what do they got, like four people playing instruments there? Where are the...
Oh, it was there. It was all covered up with the crackle. Here it comes. Now listen carefully.
Oh man, Timmy, Timmy.
I think I'm gonna end this. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, what? Get down.
Hey, my girl. Take it to the bridge, throw it up aboard, see if it can swim, back up to the shore. No one's in the house, everybody's out. All the lights are on and the blinds are down.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade Mason Show. Well, we were heading out to Fenway Park with the National Anthem because this is National Anthem Day.
That is correct. And that was the Star Spangled Banner with a group called Band.
Yeah, there were like three people.
Yeah, a lot of information on that one. It just said Band.
I can say I'm listening for
this. This is in the public domain.
That's why
it was there, but it was very, very hidden with a crackle. But
oh, that's right.
This portion of the Slade and Mason Show is brought to you by Icy Something Icy. What is icy, icy, icy? I'll tell you what it's all about in about 1 month. Do 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 do. In 1 month, do 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 do. Sheila and her husband Al. I gotta move around in their truck. All right, none of that. They are, and it's a big red truck. And you know why it's a big red truck? Because they want you to see them. And you know why they want you to see them? Because they want you to experience a wonderful treat. And what is that wonderful treat? It is an icy treat. That's why it's called Icy Something Icy. So what is it all about? Well,
oh,
I'll tell
you. Thought it was Sheila, because she's an icy treat. Yeah.
Oh, you are just... I'm gonna give Al your address. In any event,
this guy coming up to my door.
we will have to have a conversation, you and I, Mr. Slade. All right. So, in any event, it's a red truck. It's a food truck, and they have these two large Italian ice shredding machines. That basically, they take these large 10-pound blocks of ice and they shred them. And it goes into this awaiting goblet and then very carefully packed it down, make a nice little hump there. And then they put the flavorings on top of it. And it's just, oh my gosh, it's unspeakably delicious.
I like knowing how to make a sandwich, but you know what I want to know is the result of the sandwich. And that's getting to the chase.
Yes.
It is a smooth, unbelievably smooth, icy treat.
Yep, they give
not
these
like
little...
the crunchy ice that you get when you have a snow cone.
That's right.
I mean, this is as smooth as ice cream.
Yeah, and it's really cool because, you know, when to your point, you grab the ices and you scoop it with a spoon, and automatically you just see white crystals and you see the soupy little syrupy blow. Yeah.
Yeah.
This, you scoop it and it's there. It's like, it's full color. It's what it is. It's really delicious. You got to give it a try. If you have, like, let's say you have a birthday party coming up, maybe there's a fundraiser or something of that nature, or you've got a new location opening up, your corporate event or something, give them a call. They're at 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827. I know she's already booking it. She's booking up for the month of April onward. I don't know what she has left. You're going to need to give them a call, 804-617-8827, or you can visit them on the net. They're at www.icyesomethin.
Leave off the G, for goodness sake.
icey.com. They're also available on Instagram, Facebook. I bet you maybe she's hanging out on Twitter. I don't know. Maybe she could be. I don't know. You could check and look.
You
why
mean
not?
You X?
Know? X. Sorry.
How dare you?
But in any event, give them a call, 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827.
You'll be glad you did.
There we go. All right. So, yeah, Star Spangled Banner. That was funny. National Star Spangled, National Anthem Day. Yes, I can't believe. Hey, so now you rent, but you owned before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what a pain in the butt that was.
Now, on occasion,
You'll leave, you'll come back, and maybe you'll see they put those, you know, fluorescent markers on the ground, right, showing that maybe there's some digging coming in. Like we had we had markers in the backyard, and then sure enough, you know, Verizon came in and they lead fiber optic, right? Backbone between all the neighborhoods. Okay, that's fine. I get it. That type of stuff happens. But can you imagine if you have this huge mansion of a house and you've got these gables that go up like this, right? And you have this, it's called, I don't want to call it industrial roofing. What do they call it? Manufactured. I mean, there's a term for it. The heavy duty stuff.
Rich white folks rule.
Yeah, there you go. This couple left and then came back later in the day only to find that someone had completely replaced their roof. Head to toe. Top to bottom.
Those are the guys you want to do roofing work.
There you go.
That quickly.
Yeah, apparently a roofing company accidentally replaced the couple's roof while they were away. Turns out it was supposed to be not their house, but another house.
And ladies and gentlemen, yeah. I don't know if you've checked the pricing on roofing. It's like you're talking about starting at like $12,000 for a roof.
Yes. And this is like a huge, huge, stupid mansion. So,
yeah,
but
so
it was
like,
supposed
you know,
to be this.
You're now talking about $100,000 for a roof.
Yeah, but this was supposed to be the huge, stupid mansion down the road. So they had the address wrong. It was pretty funny. It was pretty funny.
And you see, and the company that ended, I mean, the people that ended up getting the roof, all they had to do was say, thank you.
Yeah, that's all they did. They did. They said, thank you very much. That was very nice of you. I appreciate yeah. that. We're good for another 25 years. That'd be great. Uh-oh, Freddie, what are you doing? Oh, wow. That was quick.
Oh, my God. You know, Freddie, you are a gentleman indeed, because it's time for me to tell you why we here in the United States of America are the fattest nation in the world. Because
we eat bread.
It's because of what we're putting in our mouth.
Bread.
I'm not talking about you, darling. But anyway, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, we'll start out with some bad news.
Oh.
The Daily Mirror says that prices for Cadbury and Nestle Easter eggs are rising because cocoa costs are rising. Now, wait a minute. They've had those eggs in storage for almost 2 years. All of a sudden, we got to get a all right. Well, anyway, poor weather in cocoa-producing countries is to blame for the higher cost. No, it isn't. Okay. Trend Hunter says His Smile is now selling a cinnamon donut-flavored toothpaste.
Who is this?
His Smile.
His Smile. Okay.
It's selling a cinnamon donut-flavored toothpaste. Ugh. Those who've tried it say it tastes sweet and has a kick.
Yeah.
I'll bet it does. BNN says that IHOP is offering Girl Scout Thin Mint pancakes in March.
Ugh.
The green buttermilk pancakes have cheesecake mousse and crushed Thin Mint. Oh, God, that's nasty. Okay. The New York Post says Panera Bread is completely rebooting their menu to offer a wide array of cheaper options. The new menu will debut April 4th with 9 new items, enhanced recipes for 12 existing classics, and many salads and sandwiches priced under $10.
Oh, my gosh.
That doesn't matter if it's a $4 sandwich. Okay. NBC says participating Chuck E. Cheese restaurants are offering family memberships so you can go there and fight with the whole family. Families can sign up for gold, silver, or bronze tiers. The memberships come with monthly rewards for new games, food, technology, and winning the fights.
Oh, my God.
And let's hear. Listen. There's a chocolate crisis. You do know this, don't you?
No.
And that means that smaller candy bars. We're going into Bidenomics here. Benzinga says that consumers are being urged to prepare for smaller candy bars due to record high chocolate prices. Now, chocolate companies like Hershey's are feeling the pressure with rising costs and shrinking margins due to supply chain issues for cocoa in West Africa. The wow. cocoa is just could last for 5 years. All right, now wait a minute. Let me put my stamp on this. Look, Milton Hershey made it his business to make sure that he was going to have enough cocoa to be able to last for 1,000 years. So I don't want to hear it. It's the same story as with the first story. They've got all this candy all stored up. They're just waiting so they can say, oh, we got to raise it another another dollar and a half. KHOU says that the annual Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo is trending because they're serving a Captain Crunch burger.
What?
I wanted to hear that. The beef patty is topped with mustard, ketchup, and Captain Crunch cereal.
Oh, God.
And that, again, is why we are the fattest and most disgusting nation in the world.
All right, now share with everybody what I just sent you to your phone. I just sent something to your phone. Yeah. I saw this yesterday, and I said, oh, my goodness.
<That's it>. Oh, my God.
Three separate places in the store to go ahead and get your fix on about 38 different flavors of Oreo cookies. Shapes, sizes, depths, functionality, dippable, non-dippable, cake style, cookie style, thin, thick, puff.
I mean,
flavored,
I'm sorry,
gnarly.
And this is where kids today, they just do not realize. Listen, there was one Oreo cookie. There was one graham cracker.
Mm-hmm.
There was one Ritz cracker. There was one saltine cracker.
Uh-huh.
You know, again, it's like, man, it's like what they've done with Oreos and Cheerios is a crime. Somebody should be taken out and actually shot in front of the public square for doing this. Mm. Because, like I say, there was one Cheerio. It was the little wheat round thing. One Cheerio.
Mm-hmm.
Now there are at least 15 brands of Cheerios, and I can't imagine any of them tasting any better than the original.
Well, now Cheerios have backed off because the price of wheat's gone up. There are now only about three different flavors of Cheerios now. There's a chocolate peanut butter, which is a limited issue. There's the honey nut, and then there's the regular. That's it. All those other flavors are gone.
All right, gone. Let's see here. These are now, here's Oreo Cakesters.
Yeah, so I just sent them all the pictures.
And let's see here. Here's vanilla Oreos.
Let me ask you a question.
Gluten-free Oreos. You serious?
I know. Okay. It's unreal. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir. You with the Elmer Fudd hat this time.
Yeah, and the you got hit in the back with your car. You in 2017, and then you got hurt so bad you can't work for years and you can't even lift up a bag of groceries because it hurts so bad. You sue and you're gonna get $823,000. Ow. Oh, by the way, congratulations, Camilla Gravesky. She's 36 and she won the 2018 tree throwing contest. Yeah. apparently. She did good. She's got good form. Look at that.
And she won $2,000.
That girl can chuck, let me tell you. So, two things. Number one, what the hell? And number two, what the hell? All right. How could you be this stupid? That's one. Okay. Because you have to realize, I remember there was a guy down the road. And he was working for the county. I'll just leave it at that. And he was doing an inspection and he fell through a roof. Okay. He broke his leg in like 9 different pieces. Okay. So to this day, he still has trouble walking. All right. This is a neighbor. Now, shortly afterwards, because he had to go on disability, they had cars parked out front down the street from him. It was so bad. They were trying to see if he's really walking. He's really okay. He's walking. And I walked over to the car. I said, hey, you lost? No. He just keeps looking down. I said, he really did hurt himself. He's in a lot of pain. I just thought I'd let you know that. And he's just,
you're one of those guys that they would just love to take to the back of the car and just beat the
living. Oh yeah, he'd love that. I said, you can go now. You can go now. He already knows you're here. I let him know. I gave him a call. It's okay. It's good. You're okay. You can go home now. You want to go home now. And he just sat there and he goes, but I have to let her know. Listen, you need to know, young lady, that Camilla, they will be doing that. They search you out. And then the fact that you posted this, that you won in Germany, you weren't even in your native land. You weren't even in Ireland. So obviously somehow you were able to get your baggage and pick it up and move it. And you said, I can't work for 5 years. I can't carry my children. I can't bake. I can't live.
But here's the thing. You see, the problem is that they have been catching people doing this for years.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, again, if you're going to decide to slam the government and steal from them, the very least you better do is at least act like you have the disability that you're claiming. Because
who was that mafia guy? The mafia guy who ran things, and he kept pretending he was like this drooling, illiterate ne'er-do-well. Literally,
first off, there is no mafia.
Organized crime. Guido's buddies. Yeah, Tony. So he did the same thing. Every time he showed up at court, he was in a wheelchair.
So I can say, I mean, you know, again, and especially if you're going to make claims, and especially when you're going to make those big claims, they're going to make sure that you can't walk. They're going to make sure you can't do squat.
That's right.
They don't want to see you carrying lime bags under each arm, you know?
That's right. So once again, I asked, why did you not check that? And number two, more importantly, why does Germany have a tree throwing competition? that's the most. Because when you know when I'm done with my Christmas tree, I just drag it out to the corner and let it, you know, fester and die and what have you. Nope, they have this little board. They got lines marked off. This is the farthest it's gone. You have to throw it a little bit further. It's a whole thing. Now she won the 2018, so congratulations to her. She probably got her little award and $100
and $200.
Yeah, and then she lost $823,000 because of that photo.
But she could chuck a tree.
People are so
stupid. Let me tell you what I have gotten into here lately, Dan. There was a show on in the 90s, and it was one of the most ridiculous voyeuristic shows I'd ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Cheaters.
Oh yeah,
They started remaking the show. Right? And here's the thing that bugs me about it, because number one, somebody has spent a lot of time and money to follow this person around to find out if they're cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like sometimes the cheater squads work for 12 or 13 days.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, look, if I got to go through all that, it ain't even worth it.
Yeah.
So it's like, because then what happens is Joey Greco loves to do this stuff. It's like, he's got this private detective. His name is Gomez. Mm-hmm. And he goes, okay, Gomez, where are they? Okay. All right. We're coming in right now.
He's at McDonald's.
He'll tell the partner, whoever's looking at it, they're over in this McDonald's right now. What do you want to do?
They're loving it.
Now, listen, you have shown this person pictures of your beloved cheating on you and rolling around in the hay with somebody else. And then you're going to ask them, what do you want to do?
I work at AK-47.
How many security guys you got?
Oh, my gosh. Hey, did you hear about Wendy's? I didn't hear that in your food thing.
Yes, I'm sorry. Okay, Wendy's. Yes. Now, isn't this nice?
This was
like,
wonderful.
So if you're in the busy time of the day and you decide to go to Wendy's, your burger that cost you $4 2 hours earlier or $4 3 hours later will cost you $8.
Well, they said it wasn't going to be that dramatic. They said if it's like $4.50, it'll go to like $4.75. or it'll go to $5.
Yeah, that's where they start. You see? It's like, and then once they find out that they can get away with this shysterism.
Well, as soon as they rolled out that, just the concept of it, they got such a backlash from there. People were like, fuck you.
I mean, you know, it's like, okay.
Oh my gosh.
So, well, it's like number one, Wendy's is, what are they? Are number five or six
or something. Yeah. Game.
So it's like, this will just throw them down into that lower tier because number one, most Wendy's I've been to here of late, I don't know.
Expensive.
Since Dave died, you know, again, it's like Wendy's service has gone to crap.
Well, not only that, but they're expensive.
Most of the restaurants look like. Bleh.
We went through a drive-through. We were heading up to New Jersey. I guess it was about 3 years back, and it was a cheeseburger for each in the car. So it's four cheeseburgers. I didn't even get one. I got a cup of coffee. Four cheeseburgers, two orders of fries, and a Coke, and it was like $42. And
I'm like, my God.
What the heck? I'm like, what is going on here? So I said, yeah, okay, this is the last time we go to Wendy's.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
hey,
it was stupid.
Do me a favor. When you get a chance,
yeah,
I want you to find out what a pack of cigarettes is costing there in Jersey.
Oh, it's about $10.
Cools.
Yeah, it's about $10.
Well, because it's like, here are the thing. When I went in the hospital and I lost my leg, cigarettes were, my Newports were costing $4.25 a pack.
Yeah.
I was in Sheets here one day last week.
Mm-hmm.
They're like $8.70 a pack.
Yeah, I know.
A pack.
I know.
I'm thinking, you know, I remember when I paid $40 for a fucking cart. Oops.
It's $40 for a fucking cart and got it.
And thought, holy moly, I'll never pay that much for cigarettes. It's a good thing I went into the hospital because it's like I would probably be right there paying $8.50 for a pack of cigarettes.
Well, there's
thank you, Lord, for taking my leg off and showing me the error of my ways.
There is no shortage of stupid people. As a matter of fact, people are lined up at the California Academy of Sciences to smell the 7-foot-tall corpse flower that smells like a porta potty. And death all over. People lined up for hours just to go in and smell this. Guys, if you want to smell some shit, I'll share with you. Come on over to my house. I'll stick your head in my toilet. It'll be great.
Listen, I eat lots of salad, so it's like I really can't make it.
Look, I had oatmeal yesterday, so if you guys want to have something Woo-hoo. Stinky, come on over. All right, well.
And with that,
hi, I'm Danny Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Oh, God. Say goodbye, Mr. Slade.
I can't. Because I'm going to have that vision in my mind all day, damn you.
I can make $1 million for blind people. Yeah, come here. It's a 7-foot-tall corpse flower. Does that smell like crap or what? Yeah, that's crap. That's good. So that's some good crap. Yeah.
I mean, who creates such a flower? God did it.
You know why it does that? So it attracts flies, so it'll pollinate. Oh my God! I can't make this stuff up. All right, I'm out of it.
Pain, man.
Say goodbye.
I'm gonna get you to this, Mason. I'm gonna get you to this.
Ha 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 ha!